Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody. Put your feet up in the stirrups. Bite down on something hard. It's the Crab Diving Show Tuesday. Pile drive in your ear holes from Los Angeles, California, here. A little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time. A little after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. Hey, thanks for listening to us. We're going to be here for 2 hours live. If that's what time it is, then you're listening to us live. Otherwise, it's a rerun or you're downloading us. You have downloaded us as a podcast or on Stitcher on iTunes. Thanks. Anyway, you are sucking us into your brain. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name is Ryan Pfeiffer. Power drive. Ear holes. Is it power drive? Is that a wrestling term?
Pile drive.
What is it?
Pile drive.
A pile drive.
Yeah.
What is that?
Pile driver. Well, it's the real pile driver is a big machine that stamps poles down into the ground.
Oh, wow.
Drives okay. Piles down into the ground.
It's a necessary
it's
thing.
A big hammer. Bam, bam,
oh,
bam.
Wow. And it's also a wrestling
it's
move.
It's also a wrestling move. Wow. Pile driver.
I love it.
I think it's the one where you hold the guy upside down and you put his head down by your balls.
What is wrong with us?
And then you sit down.
We're
you,
so violent.
You slam down on the mat and you pile you
pile drive.
You snap his head.
And that's what we're doing to people's ears.
That's what we're doing to their ear holes.
Brutal. Barbaric society.
We are barbarians here. Give us a tweet if you like during the show on our Twitter account at Crab Diving. One word. You can also join us and tickle our ear holes with your voice by calling us on the telephone machine 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Yes. Pile drive our ears. I mean, we're doing it to you. Why don't you do it to us?
Well,
Jesus
we're
Christ.
We're certified ear hole pile
really?
Drivers.
Okay, go get our certification.
You don't want amateurs pile right. Driving ear holes, man.
No.
You don't want kids in the backyard doing a pile driver.
No, how many kids in the backyard have lost their ability to walk and to shit on their own because they're... Look at me. I'm a wrestler. I'm Ric Flair.
How many of those fucking videos are out there? The backyard wrestlers with... Kids breaking fucking chairs over each other's backs.
I see that and I'm like, yes, stay inside playing video games. At least then you'll only get fat.
And then they buy guns.
Right. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you're in Alabama, step right up, Junior. We want your business.
Right.
They want to make it so
oh,
the kids
right. Yeah.
can own fucking handguns.
Yeah. There's a they're trying to make it so that you can... Like it used to be illegal to buy a gun for a kid, and now they're trying to make it so that if you have parental consent, that it's okay, something like that. It's okay
only
to buy.
Only a few short years ago, Junior learned how to not shit his pants, and now I got him a Glock.
They got those fucking cricket guns, remember? The ones that are made for kids? They're like little 22s.
Jesus Christ. They for shooting crickets?
Yeah. It's
why are they called a cricket gun?
Little kids, the first weapon of mass destruction.
Oh,
the
it's key.
That's the branding. It's a cricket.
Wow,
it makes a little cricking noise when it kills you.
What the fuck is wrong with us? Why are we so interested in here? Please, I want everyone to shoot me in the face. We want everyone armed.
Cheney me.
Yes, you know, I just had. Lunch with a distant cousin. He lives in Colorado. Very interesting guy. Biology teacher. Big old lib hippie. He's telling me in Colorado now, you can just walk around. It's like Deadwood. As long as your gun is in plain sight, you are allowed to see it. So you can walk around with a couple of 45s strapped to your belt. And he told me, he's like, I don't even want to talk about the stories about guns in my state lately. I can't talk about it anymore.
And weed.
Oh, yeah.
See, now they're going to be high and armed. I mean, I approve of the armed part, of the high part, I mean.
Yes.
Not so much the, although
yes,
maybe the gun deaths will be a little bit lower if everybody's stoned. Nobody will shoot each other.
Well, all activity is lowered by the use of marijuana. So your reasoning is sound.
Your reasoning, although my reasoning may be lowered.
Right. Nobody's, oh God, I got baked the other day and went on to this sweet little drive-by shooting. Oh my God. Shot up some of my homies.
Yeah. Not a lot of people knocking over a liquor store for weed.
No.
The continuing on the big story of this bullshittery in Indiana.
Fuck you.
And the rightful shitstorm. I tweeted out, I think on my Twitter today, that it makes me feel less gross about this country.
Yeah.
That this shitstorm happened. I mean, I think it's kind of a good sign that...
That makes you feel less gross.
That there really has been an upswell of disgust. And even other states, Connecticut or one of those eastern liberal commie pinko states...
It was a
whole state. The governor said, that's it. I'm going to sign an executive order saying no more state-sponsored travel to Indiana.
If it's anything makes you feel less gross, that means a lot, but you are at Vile Experience on Twitter.
At Vile Experience. V-I-A-L-L, though. Little bottle. The extra L. So the reactions continue. Now, what's funny is that Mike Pence, you know, on Sunday he went on George Snuffleupagus's show and said, wouldn't answer yes or no when George was saying, okay, will this law allow discrimination? Will this law allow a florist to turn away a couple beaver bumpers? And not his words.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And
beaver bumpers not in his lexicon.
Probably is not on the air though.
Expand your horizons.
He was in the Clinton administration after all.
Forget about it.
So like, he's well aware of beaver bumping. But Pence kept saying, George, you know, this isn't about discrimination. There you go. He wouldn't say no. He wouldn't say, of course, we decry any kind of discrimination here in the Hoosier state.
Yeah.
He just kept tap dancing around it. And then the day after, yesterday, Monday.
Crab diving retrospective.
Listen to Crab Diving Monday at crabdiving.com. The Republican leaders in Indiana.
Yeah.
Threw him, I mean, chucked his ass under the bus.
Yeah.
I think it was like the Speaker of the House and one of the other ninnies held a little press conference, and they're like, well, you know, we want to explain this law. It's not, you know, we don't hate gay people and stuff, and we want to, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about it, maybe clarify it. And when they were asked by one of the reporters there if the reason that they were out clarifying it was basically because of the big pile of shit that their governor laid on television the day before. They said, are you here because the governor didn't do a good job explaining it yesterday? And the guy goes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't political speak. It was, yes.
They're scared.
Yes, we're here because the governor didn't, you know. So the governor still is running around saying, you guys don't understand. This is not what this law is about.
This is the right to protect someone's intolerance.
Right. Right. He's going to fling himself, stand in front of a florist.
Yes.
In front of the National Guard and protect that florist's right to keep.
I want this guy that sells flowers. I want him to have a right to discriminate against his customers.
So
mandated by Jesus.
So then now Pence is going around saying that, well, they're going to fix it. There's nothing wrong with it, but we're going to fix it.
Why don't you think, if you were Pence, wouldn't you just at this point say, listen,
God,
we were mistaken when we put this bill in. It's horrible. Let's get rid of it. My mistake.
No.
But.
No, he's got teen innies that he has to throw pablum to.
Is this why they're saying they want to clarify it as opposed to just get rid of it?
Right. And the Democrats in Indiana are saying, yank it out, root and branch.
Right. Good for them.
that there's nothing good about it, and right. it's not necessary.
Which is worse, this law or Obamacare?
Oh, Obamacare. Although people are starting to like Obamacare, it's yeah. really, I think, middle of next, once Obama himself is gone from the presidency, if he doesn't somehow usurp the Constitution.
Are you saying it's going to make the teen innies happy to not have a black guy in the White House?
Right, even though the new president may possess inside fun parts, I think they'll start turning around on Obamacare if it's still around. And
inside
that's when they'll
parts.
Start. That's when they'll start to claim it was their idea.
Okay. So you're getting to the Which point that you think right wing nut jobs hate black people more than they hate women.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, God, Ooh. That's an amazing statement now. I mean,
far more threatened by
a black person black than a woman.
Yes.
What about a black woman? Is there any chance that we will have a black woman Jewish president?
A black transgender Jewish lesbian.
I'm voting.
Woman.
Show me where to take the lever.
The most terrifying creature to the right.
You know what's fucked up if you're a big old stinking lib? You know, I will say this. Part of the fun, I remember when Obama was elected the first time. And even the
Barack Hussein
time.
Obama?
Oh, God. I loved it so much. And not for any good reasons. I was like, oh, God. This is going to piss off so many of the stupid, ignorant, racist friends I went to high school with.
Oh, right, right.
There was such joy just for in knowing it would piss them off.
The anus cramps it would give them. From, really? That's, that's a lot
of
fun.
Yeah, fuck them so hard, honestly. You know what? I hope we get another black president after Obama. Cory Booker, 2016. I don't know why that's such a reach.
For president?
Yes.
Nah, he's not going to.
Ah, come on. That sounds like Bill O'Reilly.
Come on. someone who is out, you know, who defended the law in Indiana.
Oh, the emperor from Return of the Jedi?
Besides him.
Okay, no. Hitler?
Jeb Bush. Maybe not the smart. I don't know if that's the smartest thing to do when the country is lining up to throw rotten fruit at you. I mean, I don't.
Do you want to give this asshole money if you're a Republican donor to run for president? If he's already fucking up?
Who, Jeb?
Yeah.
I think he's already locked up a lot of money by now. I mean, I think a lot of these guys hardly even declare until several of their orifices are stuffed with cash already.
Yes. White guy problems.
Hashtag white guy problem.
Yeah, it's rough. Sometimes you wake up, you're a white dude, if you're a white, rich business type, you wake up, it's like, why are there 20 stuck straight in my asshole, all the way up to my colon?
So speaking of assholes, Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, fuck off. I honestly.
We haven't played a clip from that Oxy Queen in a while.
Hello, Walrus.
And Rush is chiming in on the Indiana's RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, because apparently religious freedom went somewhere.
No.
I looked down at a dollar bill.
It's still on the money, isn't it?
Still see the word God there. here, you just got to listen to.
Right, he's such a dickhead.
Here's a little bit of the mellifluous tones. Mellifluous tones.
You can barely understand him.
Yeah, thankfully.
It was something else here. Because I'm starting to see this phrase all over the place. We can't allow these customers, even their employees, to be subjected to greater discrimination just because of who they love. Who they love. It's not about who anybody loves. It's about gay marriage.
What the fuck? How many times has he been married?
Three, maybe?
Okay.
Three or four?
Well, we understand why he can't associate the idea of love with a marriage. I get it, you know.
Love with anything, yeah. It's not about who you love. It's about gay marriage.
And do you hear the little voice he puts on?
Oh, yeah. That's his mincing liberal homosexual agenda voice.
Hey, Rush, not for nothing.
Discrimination just because of...
Fuck you.
Who they love. Who they love. It's not about who anybody loves. It's about gay marriage. It's about people who have religious prohibitions against it. It's about gay marriage. It's not about homosexuality.
Well, but...
Homosexuality!
But it's about equal rights.
Yes.
It's about equal access under the law. A person with outside fun parts and a person with inside fun parts can go and sign one piece of paper.
Yes.
And then the benevolent benefactors of the state bestow upon them instantly a shit ton of benefits.
Yeah, but what if we both have inside parts and we want to get married?
For doing that. Exactly.
Go fuck yourself. That's what he's saying.
It's not about honoring disagreement, discrimination against homosexuality. It's about people whose religious beliefs prohibit them from engaging in activity which lends credence or support to gay marriage.
Oh, he almost slipped there and said participating with... you know what I mean?
He's such a fucking asshole.
Which lends credence or support to gay marriage. But this business of who you love, where does that stop?
Oh, here we go. What do you think's coming? Slippery slope time. This business of who do you love, where did that stop? So he just lays his fetid foundation of fart juice.
Yes.
And I was trying to be alliterative.
Very good.
And he says, well, but it's not about gay marriage. It's not about gay. It's not about who they love. It's not about homosexuality.
It sounds like he's gargling fart juice when he talks.
I
barely understand him.
It's not about who you love. And now he's going to say, what does it matter who you love? Because where does that stop?
But my belief in my sky god.
Where does that stop?
Yeah.
If you're going to start throwing the phrase around who you love, what happens if you love your dog? Which we have had a story of a UK woman who wanted to marry her dog.
Of course you did. And you probably were able to put down the Viagra bottle for a week when you got a hold of that story because some Luna fucking tick wanted to marry your dog. And guess what happened?
Yeah.
They didn't let her marry her dog.
Hello.
Because dogs can't consent, you fat, deaf fuck.
Wait. But a dog can shake and roll over and beg for a treat?
Not that there's anything wrong with being deaf, but yours is self-inflicted.
The slippery slope, I barely have enough energy to listen to that argument anymore. It's like, oh, marry your goldfish. What
well,
then?
Wait, he talks about something we've talked about here on Crab Diving.
Think and did. You remember that? She married a dolphin. Okay, whatever. She wanted to marry an animal that was not a man.
You remember the guy that had the romance with the dolphin?
Oh, sure. Go pick up a copy of Wet Goddess on Amazon. Use our portal on Crab Diving. We get some shekels.
That's right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. It'll take you over there. Anytime you got to buy shit on Amazon, yeah. That would be cool. It helps us
or
do this shit.
Can you buy Wet Goddess on audible.com?
God, I wonder if you can listen to Wet Goddess. If not, I'm going to sit down and record that motherfucker myself.
Yeah.
Wet Goddess on Amazon. But also, if you like to listen to books, if you're driving around a lot and you have eye problems, and you want to listen to some books, you can get two free books if you do a trial of audible.com, where you can download Audible books and listen to them. I love them. When I used to drive around all the time, they save my ass, really,
because
they keep you engaged. You don't get, like, drowsy and shit if you're tired driving. And
also,
and
if you're a tremendous drunk, you can't focus your eyes upon the fucking words on the page. Audible.com is
exactly
right up your alley.
Hopefully you're not driving at that time.
Whatever.
So we enable all the drunken druggies out there to even in your darkest of blackouts.
Yes.
Listen to a book.
Crabs, right?
Yeah, go to crabdiving.com/audible.
Yay.
And that'll take you to audible.com. And we get a little nibble of that, too, just to let you know.
Fuck you. Pay me.
Doesn't cost you nothing.
Cha-ching.
Here's a little more Rush. Not the 80s band.
Oh, yeah. Rush on Which that. One do you prefer, Rush or Rush? I like the 80s band. I mean, I don't love the 80s, but to be honest, God damn.
I got to think about
what
that.
What would
one.
You rather do? Which Rush can you stand more of? I go with the band. Fuck Limbaugh.
Where does this who you love business? That's a catchphrase that's designed to silence all opposition because who opposes love?
Oh, yeah.
My God, we need more love in the world. What are you doing? You're against love. These people love each other, and it's horrible, and you know you're against love. We need more love in the world. That's precisely why they use this phrase. Who the...
I'm so sure in my decision, I will listen to the band Rush.
What a disgusting, horrible, horrific human being.
You wouldn't know that what he's arguing against is equal rights. You wouldn't know it if you didn't know Rush Limbaugh and just listen to. He's out of his fucking mind.
Right.
He's arguing against someone's basic human right. And he's got lots of fans.
He has a lot, but waning.
Yeah.
I think, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. He's losing sponsorships.
Thankfully.
Advertisers.
And.
Not weight, though.
What?
He's not losing weight.
He's not losing weight, though.
A Monday warrior, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean cry.
Okay, that was Rush, Tom Sawyer. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
They love, but who they love, what does that mean? Where does that stop? Well, hey, I'm not the one using the phrase. Don't get mad at me for thinking about a woman wanted to marry or did marry damn dolphin. I didn't.
How dare you? Don't blame me for engaging in ridiculous logical fallacies. I'm a big fat white fuck. What else am I going to do?
How many gay people do we have in this country? Off the top of your head. I have no idea. We
millions.
Have a lot more gay people than this guy. We're worried about a guy marrying a dolphin.
Than the occasional aquatic mammalian fucker.
I mean, I know the dolphin can't consent. And I'm worried about the dolphin's rights. So I love animals, sometimes more than people. But, you know, what are we talking about?
How does one explain to this fat fuck that the concept of consent, that you can't legally say, okay, because two consenting adults are able to have their union recognized as equally as other people's, that therefore we need to let a guy marry a llama.
You know, over my lunch today, with my cousin, we discussed some various ways to deal with conservatives, and he has we agree on a lot of things. For one thing,
boy.
Let's get some barbed wire out.
FEMA camps.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're having a camp called the Camp of Texas. And if you're a big fat asshole conservative fuckface and you want to go live in your utopia ran by Czar Chuck fucking Norris, we're barbed wiring off the whole state. And go have a ball.
They are. They're
secede.
Near dead last, they're nibbling at Mississippi's ass hairs.
Yes.
For last place for fucking education, but we're number one in job growth. Part-time shit jobs, low wage jobs. Because guess what? You don't want to have a fucking minimum wage there. Yeah, it's nice you don't have a state income tax. How nice.
Who was a ninny that suggested if we got rid of the minimum wage, we would create tons of jobs? Was that Bachman?
Get in line. Yeah. All of them. Anybody that's got coke jizz on their face.
It burns. It burns.
We can check and see what the headlines are.
for these mainstream media characters to get all weed out about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, I'm from the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California,
Koreatown,
Los Angeles. It's time for the headlines. We're looking to check out Captain's Log, Stardate 59.
Stardate 69.
Starfish.
2769. Starfish log. Speaking of George Takei.
Oh, yeah. Starfish log.
The headline.
Most famous starfish in history, Patrick from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, I think it would have to be, yeah. I believe so.
I can't even name another starfish.
I can't either. The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, there's a picture of, it's a bigot.
Oh, shit.
With white hair. It's an old white guy.
Is it Mike Pence?
It is Mike Pence. That was too easy.
Hello, Governor.
It's a photograph of Mike Pence apparently giving another
blowjob.
Yeah, right. Apparently giving another trying to back away from his heinous giant pile of shit law.
Yeah.
Pence, it says.
De-de-de-de.
It's exactly what we said earlier. It's not broken, but I'll fix it.
I don't think anyone is interested in this motherfucker fixing anything.
He says that he will back an amendment to the new, quote, religious freedom law, clarifying that it doesn't allow business to deny service to anyone, insisting that he never intended to discriminate against members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community.
But, wait. If he takes that part of the law out, then what will the law do?
Well,
it won't do anything.
That's the thing, is that they got caught, we talked about it before, they got caught in Georgia.
Yeah.
Trying to do the same shit a few years ago. And the Democrats were able to attach an amendment to it saying, okay, well, fine. But if that's the case, then let's also clarify it. The Democrats put that clarification in their bill.
Yeah.
And then the Republicans were like, yeah, let's talk about this later. Maybe we don't really need this law right now. Well, so they got called out on their shit. If it wasn't to discriminate, then they didn't want to play anymore.
Is there a movement to impeach this Mike Pence, give him out of the governorship?
Recall that cocksucker.
Well, yeah, I mean, because if you pass a law like this, now he's going to have to just make it go away. As a voter, I would be like, well, what are you doing as a governor? How are you governing us? You just spent all this time.
Well, that's probably why these assholes, the Republican leaders, we're backing away from him and saying, well, we'll fix it. We're going to fix it. They're the ones who came up with the shit. They're really serving him up on the platter.
I mean, this is a profound waste of time.
Money.
Are all the bridges in Indiana, are they all shored up?
I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's good to see.
And ultimately good for the civil rights movement, right? I mean, this is a shining example of a real shithead.
And hopefully it'll dissuade other states, although Arkansas doesn't seem to be even slightly thwarted.
Yes, I saw that. What are you going to do, though? What are you going to do with Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama? Those shitheads, I mean.
Pence today said, that is so offensive to me as a Hoosier.
Fuck you. Fuck you!
That it was meant to discriminate.
Fuck off.
He says that it's been mischaracterized. I don't believe for a minute that it was the intention of the General Assembly to create a license to discriminate. You notice what he's saying there? It wasn't me.
It was the General Assembly.
Right. The General Assembly saying, well, you know what? The governor's dumb. We'll fix this.
These aren't the droids you're looking
for. Right. And he's saying, well, you know, it wasn't their intention to discriminate.
Jesus Christ.
I miss these.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Nine.
I'm so worked up, I'm allergic to assholery.
Oh, my God. Well, you're going to die here on this show. You're not going to make it.
He says it was not their intention to create a license to discriminate or a right to deny services to gays, lesbians, or anyone else in the state. And it certainly wasn't my intent. But I can appreciate that that's become the impression.
God.
I could see where people, if they read the law and shit, could actually see that.
Don't you wish when these guys, don't you wish that when this whole thing started, someone would take Mike Pence's team away from him, his Harvard team that teaches, gives him talking points? I mean, like, listen to how crafted that statement is. It wasn't my intention.
But I can appreciate that has become the impression.
Did that sentence come from that lughead's brain?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
I don't think so. Don't you think some consultant came in? He's like, hey, this is what I do for a living. I make...
Oh, everything is tested and polled. And
even in Indiana.
He says that he wants the General Assembly to move legislation this week that would make it clear that businesses will not be allowed to deny services to anyone. Continues to insist, however, that he does not support adding protections explicitly barring discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. See, that's another thing. When Snuffleupagus asked him, what would you support then, adding legislation to protect, you know, you already have legislation protecting for gender and for religion.
Yes.
And would you then add LGBT protections? That's not on my agenda.
It's not on my agenda to protect the taxpayers of Indiana. Because that's what those gay people are, you asshole. You're supposed to protect them.
I saw a great tweet. Somebody said, does he plan on giving away all those gay tax dollars that have gone to help pay his salary?
This fabulous tax dollars. That's what you should say. I'm sorry.
The fabulous tax dollars.
What a dick. I mean, in the end, this is just going to cause him embarrassment, his state, embarrassment, and cost him money.
Right.
That's the price of being a big, stupid bigot.
You think they would have learned after the Jan Brewer thing? You think, again, now maybe they'll learn after Indiana? But no, these are like dumb toddlers who keep touching the hot pan and frying their hand and they don't fucking get it.
It burns. It burns. When I'm stupid, it burns.
Let me see if it burns again this time. Maybe if I yell louder, it won't burn.
Fuck you, it burns. Fuck you, hippie.
Maybe if I say religious freedom will protect me, it won't burn.
Obama, Hussein.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post.
Yeah,
let's dumb it down. Let's see what the ninnies are ninifying about.
Mexicans
on the Drudge Report.
Immigration.
Matt Drudge's dumbtastic shitbag of a periodical.
Benghazi.
A really awful picture of Hillary Clinton.
Oh no.
And it says the House wants Hillary under oath. Oh, gee, let's see. What,
God
Benghazi?
Damn it.
Oh,
I was going to make a joke. I was going to make a joke. Could you hit Control F on that page and then type in the word Benghazi?
I don't have to. It's the headline.
Okay. Fuck me.
Benghazi panel summons Clinton. The Washington.
Shut up.
Ooh, okay.
I was trying to be funny.
We're really delving down. Put on your waders that go up to your chin, people, because we're going into the slime pit. We're at the Washington Examiner.
Oh my God, Kate, hand me those warmed up razor blades.
I'll have to read it like one of their fans. A House panel Tuesday formally requested Hillary Clinton to testify about the private server and email account she used while serving as Secretary of State.
Dang, ding, 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 fuck
not
you.
Not capitalized. Secretary of State is a title, you idiot. Who wrote this?
Oh, shit. We got us a call. Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick is calling.
Well, now we gotta... Hold on, Hick. We'll be with you in 1 second, Mr. Brent Paris. Can you hear us now?
We're plugged in.
Yeah.
That's a yes.
Well, welcome to the Dolly Parton show.
That would only be in a perfect world.
All right. How's it going, man?
I'm good. What's happening?
Oh, not much. We're just chewing the fat, talking about Governor Mike Pence. He's a total asshole. Are you... Now, Brent, are you participating in the boycott of Indiana? Will the Hollywood Hick be doing any live remotes from Indianapolis?
Hell to the no.
Fuck them.
I rail on it on the new episode that comes on tonight too. Like I can't, I usually don't even get into this political shit, but I can't help it. It's just so asinine and backwards, and I can't believe this whole, the whole idea of there wasn't designed to discriminate is just a blatant and bold lie. And anybody who believes otherwise is a complete mouth breathing moron.
But how were?
Oh, you heard Rush Limbaugh earlier. Yeah.
No, what did Rush Limbaugh say?
Oh, he came out and said that, you know what, I've never shared this with my audience before, but I had a few experiences in college. And,
right.
I think Mike Pence is horrible.
Actually, I love anal.
He loves it.
No, he said what he said next, we're going to let people marry their dog and dolphins.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So he's back on that kick. So
yeah.
Because homos want to be treated just like everybody else. That means that we're all going to be fucking critters.
Critters?
Right.
What is
that? It's just that argument that makes absolutely no sense. There's no basis for it. There's no nothing except for this pretense that these fools have come up with to, like, cover up the fact that because of this sacred text that they want to refer to so often. And if you listen to the Hollywood Hit this evening, you will find a whole laundry list of other shit, the same book of the Bible, or chapter, or whatever the fuck it's called, list of all these horrible things that we do every day that you're not allowed to do, otherwise you go to hell. So, according to this shit, we're all fucked anyway. So what's the point?
Agreed. I'm burning in hell right now. I'm pre-burning.
Are you feeling empire withdrawal?
Oh my God, I'm in such empire withdrawals, you don't even understand. And then people keep talking to me about it because I talked about it so much. Now people who are like catching up keep talking to me about it, which then makes me miss it more because here I am, didn't already watch it all twice, and now I gotta wait however many months to a year before I get anything new. So I'm like horribly upset.
We heard your setup show before you finally did all the spoilers. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, go to Stitcher to download the previous podcast of the Hollywood Hick.
Yay.
But we had to catch up on Empire before listening to your show.
Oh, yes.
I kept warning people. I couldn't hold it in only so long.
And then, but then we were trying to figure out what parts you screamed at. When we were watching it, we're like, that's got to be a part Brent screamed at.
Oh, when the youngest son was
was fucking the almost stepmom.
Right.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Boo Boo Kitty.
And when they like had the whole everything flopped, I was like, oh hell no! I was screaming at the TV all the time. I become a very large black woman when I was watching that program because everything was like, oh hell no! I'm on the edge of the seat, back it up to watch it again. It's ridiculous, but yeah, that whole thing with Boo Boo Kitty, and then how Hakeem got back at his mama by fucking Boo Boo Kitty. At his dad. That was some straight up brilliant television.
See,
right there.
Now, I thought that was Boo Boo Kitty getting back at
everybody's
Terrence
getting back
Hart
at everybody.
That
yeah,
was both of them. That was yeah. them. That was both of them getting back at it. Right. Boo Boo Kitty was and Hakeem, because Hakeem he run off Naomi Campbell, and then he found out that Naomi Campbell didn't take the money, so he was like, "Fuck you," and so he went and like tagged Anika, Boo Boo Kitty.
Right.
I heard that was the most challenging scene to direct. Naomi Campbell turning down that money.
Right.
Probably was, because she don't turn down money.
She kept trying to throw phones at people.
Bedazzled phones at people, too, because I think the phone she threw was like one of them rhinestone encrusted.
No, right. It was diamond encrusted. Yeah. I remember this story, and she's a monster.
Yeah, she really is pretty much a monster. Like, if you read the stories about her, she's not a good person.
Just no.
It's not a good person. Beautiful, yes. A good person. Health
in there. Wait. So, hold on a second. Hollywood Hick, are you saying not every beautiful person is good?
I'm saying that most beautiful people are awful, hateful, awful people in fact. And I'll tell you why. Because most beautiful people have always just had shit handed to them, so they don't understand the need to be a nice person. People just usually give them shit for the simple fact that they're pretty. So they've never had to like actually try. It's like I always tell people that if you're going to take on a lover, do not fucking go for somebody who is better looking than you because they don't know how to fuck. They never had to. People have always done the work for them. So if you're going to try to go have sexy times with somebody who's better looking than you, get set to be disappointed because they're just going to lay there like a pillow queen and make you do all the work.
Pillow queen.
Oh, my God. Not another pillow queen.
Yeah, but if you skew down a notch or two, those people have always had to work for it, and they are going to knock your socks off and give you some of the best second chance.
Skew down a notch.
Yes. See that one over there? That's a workhorse.
Speaking of of pillows, did you see on the social media, Brent's empire is a-spreadin'. He's got a Twitter account, at the H-Wood Hick, at the H-Wood Hick. And he also has a Facebook page for the Hollywood Hick. And there's a story that he put on there today, which, I mean, I guess you got to check the visual out. Go to Facebook. And did you tweet that out, too?
Yeah, I tweeted it to the I tweeted on the H-Wood Hick, and I put it on the Facebook page. But that chick in Australia, is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, my God. So what was it? She knew the Google truck was coming, or she saw the Google truck coming?
She had, I guess she had sort of always wanted to do this. It was, like, just biding her time to, like, maybe it happens. And she was outside, apparently, and then she sees the Google car coming to take all the pictures. And right when it gets right in front of her house, she pulls her shirt up and lets two of the biggest kitty balls you've ever seen hang out. So she's sitting there on the side of the road with her titties out and the car goes by. And I guess it was on Google for a while before, and she started talking about it, and that's how they found out. But and the best part is Google tried to, like, blur her out at first, but they missed. I'm like, I don't understand how you miss, but if you look at it for a while, like, she was there, full titties, you see them, biggest lights, they're enormous.
They're
and
enormous.
Just to the left of her is this little blurred out rectangle, and they completely missed.
Well, they, and even on some of the other ones, they've got her face blurred, and they've got the car, the license plate blurred, because all that shit's automatic.
Yes.
But God, Google must have thought that was two kids standing next to her or something. Those are
because
giant.
The kids, like her kid is. That's my favorite part of the picture. Is her kid is basically sitting on the front steps of the house. And then on the edge of the street, his mama is out there flashing the Google car, which I just—that just visual well, just makes me giggle on the inside.
It looks like Dad's in the yard. Dad's there in the yard too.
It's just another afternoon.
They're proud of her.
Hey, listen, is this the new trend we're going to see in censorship? Instead of pixelating out the tits, they're going to get rid of the face. That's okay.
Well, you know what? More times than not, they should just get rid of the face because the face is what's fucking it up. Titties are nice. Face is not so good sometimes.
they found her.
Those tits.
Karen Davis.
God, those are big tits.
Of Port Pirie.
Shut up.
Australia.
Port Pie!
Yeah.
She said, I look at Google Maps a lot. I wanted to be on there. So I thought this was the way to do it.
Brilliant.
I also did it for a friend in the United Kingdom. Now he can see me all the time. I did it for one of my mates up in the UK.
Like flat titty bitches, like basically call them out. You're just jealous because you're flat titty bitches, and I got these big old titty balls.
Yeah, haters hate. She says, "All the flat titty chicks think I'm disgusting. Boob, big boob envy has hit Port Pirie.
Port big boob envy.
The flat titty haters,
right." Wait, I ain't got
flat titty chicks.
I ain't got time for any flat titty haters. Not on my watch.
Right.
Look, flat titties are perfectly fine, but big titties are better. I will always, always support that statement.
Oh, hi. Do you talk about Wonder Woman? You're seeing Wonder Woman sing?
Oh, fuck no. See, I didn't even get to. I got so. Like, a lot of the next episode is about Indiana, and then I touch on the Justin Bieber road. And in the course of all that, I completely forgot to talk about Wonder Woman, which was amazing. I'll talk about it on Friday. It was fucking amazing.
So
amazing.
You went to see Linda Carter, to all of us of a certain age, the Wonder Woman.
Yes.
Right.
And
I went and saw her sing jazz tunes over in Hollywood, and the bitch was fucking killing it. She was killing it. Her musicians were tight. Her vocals were on. She had the whole room going. I was sitting at a table with a drunk woman down from Orange County, so she was louder than I could ever hope to be. So any kind of trouble I made was going to be clearly overshadowed by this drunk woman.
Were you?
You didn't get arrested.
I was about to say, did you make it home?
I did not get arrested. I made it through the whole thing. I didn't even get a talking to, which happens sometimes, where people come over and tell me that I need to, like, contain my excitement. Because what happens sometimes is I get so excited, and then my idea of fun does not gel with those around me, and they think that their idea of fun, which is not as fun as mine.
Yeah.
Well, better, and then I get in trouble.
Well, some people at Hollywood Hick, they aren't as evolved as you are.
That's how I look at it.
That's it. So Linda Carter, thumbs up. How were the
thumbs up? Like, if you ever get a chance to go see her thing, go do it. She's fucking awesome.
Is she, how's she holding up?
It's Wonder Woman. The whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my god, this is like an episode of Wonder Woman, and she's undercover as a singer, and I'm an audience.
Does she look good?
Oh, she's gorgeous. She looks great.
Ain't no flat titties on Wonder Woman.
She's like held up really good. She's pushing 60, and looks great.
I wonder if she's going to be in the movie.
She has offered to do a cameo, but nobody has, like, responded to her.
Oh, that's the fucking worst.
Assholes.
Oh, my God. They should have given Linda Carter.
They should have just been like, you want to hear anything.
And Kathy Lee Crosby, too.
No, fuck that. We want to forget that version.
Brent knows what I'm talking about. There was a Wonder Woman version pre-Linda Carter in the 70s, and it was...
Who?
She was a tennis pro.
Kathy Lee Crosby. Do you remember the show That's Incredible when we were kids?
Yes.
And she was the blonde host chick on That's Incredible.
Oh, wow.
And that they had her. She was not an actress. She was like a tennis pro who turned into a host. And somehow they ended up casting her as Wonder Woman.
Right, and she's blonde, and she didn't look anything like Wonder Woman. And the outfit wasn't like Wonder Woman. It was like some jumpsuit. It was horrible. And, like, if I remember right, too, the most, like, thrilling feat she did as, like, superpower was to, like, jump up and grab, like, the ledge of something. And then it was, and really, by I mean jump up, I think she jumped, like, a foot in her hat.
Oh, my God. I've got a picture of
her power was more of persuasion.
Look at that. Is that what he's talking about?
Her power was persuasion. Is that horrible? That's right. I think I remember that.
Yeah, and she's got, like, a stick.
Yeah. It was horrible. So ill-conceived.
That's the 1970s version.
Well, somebody like, they can't buy into the whole lasso thing. They had to give her a stick.
Maybe she couldn't work the lasso.
Maybe not. Oh, that's totally
it. The lasso never really worked on the Wonder Woman TV show either. Because I always wondered as a kid, I was like, when she would twirl it, it would never open up like on the rodeo, you know, like those stiff ropes. Because it was all like that gold chain or whatever.
Listen.
But I always wondered, I was like, how did that thing get a big old circle out of it when she threw it? It's like, no circle.
Listen, are you at the Hollywood
Hick? The H. Wood Hick.
Listen, at the H. Wood Hick. Hick. Not Hollywood, everybody.
The Hollywood Hick was one letter too many for Twitter's to fucking let me use it.
Not everybody is an ex-rodeo star, okay? Not everybody can lasso properly.
I understand that. I know not everybody has the rodeo experience that the Hollywood Hick has. But I feel like I can share my experiences with others so they can help them understand.
The trapeze.
Yeah.
He did the trapeze.
That's right.
Brent's like an onion. let's not forget also the Linda Carter version, her sister Drusilla.
Yes. And who played her?
Deborah Winger. Yeah. Deborah Winger as like a teenager. That was one of her first gigs.
And she had two different mamas because the first season was the World War II, and the second season was when they brought it into modern times. And do you know who played her mama?
Oh, it's not June Lockhart.
No. Oh. The first one was Stella Stevens. Remember her, like, from way back when?
Damn.
And then the second one, Cloris Leachman.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Cloris Leachman.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
I just looked up some pictures of Deborah Winger in Wonder Woman, and it's... You know why it's weird? It's because I've always considered, like, Deborah Winger kind of... I don't know. Am I off my rocker? It's a serious actress.
Well, yeah.
It's just weird.
She was serious when she was in Wonder Woman.
And she's not an Amazon. Deborah Winger is like a fidget.
She's a lot smaller.
She's pinky compared to Amazons. I know. But she had to look smart because she played the younger sister. So she had to be smaller and all that stuff, too.
It's ridiculous looking. If anybody's listening, look up Deborah Winger, Wonder Woman on Google Images. It's bizarre. It really is. It's like Natalie Portman,
the younger sister.
Yeah.
Well, man, thanks for calling. Listen tonight, ladies and gentlemen, live here on crabdiving.com/live or /listen. You'll be able to hear the brand new episode of The Hollywood Hick, 7 p.m. here on the Eastern Type, on the Western Type Coast.
Boodalang, 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 do.
Best.
The, I love that song.
Awesome music. At 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. If you miss it, it's going to rerun on the 7s for a couple of days, 7 p.m., 7 a.m. And then if you miss the last one,
what?
Tune in at midnight here on the Western Type Coast.
Damn.
It's everywhere. You can't miss it.
It's everywhere. The Hicks everywhere. Thanks for calling in, Brett.
Thanks, guys. Y'all be good. I'll talk at you soon.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Britt Paris, the Hollywood Hick, calling in. God, I didn't know. I didn't know Cloris Leachman played a Wonder Woman character.
Yeah, she was.
What the fuck?
Linda Carter's mom in the Wonder Woman television show.
It's so funny just looking at all these pictures of Deborah Winger in Wonder Woman. There's not one picture where Deborah Winger looks comfortable. I mean, there's just not. I'm sorry. It's just an odd.
It's weird. Yeah. Fucking, you just don't think of Deborah Winger doing that kind of stuff.
It's.
So before the Hollywood Hick called in, you were playing the let's spot how many times they say Benghazi.
Right.
On the Washington Examiner article about Hillary Clinton, and it's in the title.
God, I'm stupid.
So Representative Trey Gowdy, chairman of the Select Committee, which is now apparently a permanent Select Committee on Benghazi.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sent a request to Hillary Clinton's personal attorney.
Hey.
Man, what does that guy know?
A lot.
David Kendall.
Hello, David.
Asking that Clinton appear before the committee no later than May 1st for a transcribed interview about the server and email. They're just trying to shit on her as much as they can leading up to the...
Why don't they just do this? Don't lie to me. They should just be like, quit lying to us. Tell us all the bad shit you've ever done.
I like Hillary Clinton testifying, though. The last time, didn't she say, like, what difference does it make, or something like that? She hasn't put up with any shit.
No. I agree. I wouldn't want, would you want to tangle with her on television?
No.
Fuck no.
Yeah, I think she can hold her own.
No.
So that was the headline on the Drudge Report, was that they're dragging Hillary Clinton before their committee.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Taxpayer dollars, again, going to yet another Benghazi.
I know. It's great.
Benghazi. let's see what else is going on here in the world. Coming up after the break, we've got some, we'll go to a break in a couple of minutes here at the top of the hour.
Yes.
We're here for 2 hours live. Every weekday for your ear holes, people, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, from 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Type Coast.
Perfecto.
Give us a call if you like Brent did, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS.
Yes, it doesn't even cost you a quarter.
Correct. this is off of the Ring of Fire.
Hell yeah.
Ringoffireradio.com. Mike Papantonio and Sam Cedar.
Yeah.
One of the Kennedys. Robert Kennedy Jr.
A few liberals.
They did a story about, you know, we talked about Going Clear, this
yes.
HBO documentary.
Are you not now dying to see that?
Yeah, we got to find out.
I guess that.
Get a reporter's copy of that.
Yes.
Just for, you know, reporting purposes only. The they're having a hard time now, the Scientologists, because Leah Remini, you know her?
She's, oh, sure.
Who is she married to?
Oh, God.
On the television that her
Harry
character.
Hamlin? Actually, I don't know. Leah Remini, a character she played, who was her husband, or in real life, Leah Remini?
And no, she was on that sitcom with Kevin James, the mall cop guy.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name of that?
Oh, God.
Fat Guy with Hot Wife.
Yeah.
Show.
Well, wait. Every white guy sitcom that's ever been made. Fat Guy, Hot Wife.
That narrows it down.
Do you think when Roseanne was being, when someone wrote Roseanne, the original script had big, fat husband, skinny little mini wife.
Fat wife.
You know?
Probably.
Yeah.
So it turns out that these Scientologists have dumped a lot of money into these propaganda ads, and they created a Twitter account called Freedom Media Ethics.
What the fuck?
And they're tweeting out all these pictures of people falling asleep in a theater, and it's like, this is what happens if you go to see Going Clear. Boring. No. And they pictures of the director, like, you know, darkened, and it says HBO's Doctor of Propaganda. They're making memes and shit.
No. They break out the Photoshop, the Scientologists.
They have been.
No. By the way, Leah Remini, married to a guy named Angelo Pagan.
No, I mean on TV.
Oh, on TV.
What was the show she was on?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
King of Queens, I just remembered.
Correct.
I think.
Yes.
Is it?
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, she was on King of Queens.
It's my favorite show. Hilarious.
She was a big Uber Scientologist for a long number of years, and then she finally got out, and now she's thanking the directors of this movie and everything, saying that it's about time that people are shining the light on this.
She's not thanking Xenu?
Heinous, heinous things. We think these gulags they have where...
Oh, I read about that.
They keep people locked up, and they one time...
If you're not strong in your beliefs, they send you to like a work camp kind
right,
of deal.
Right.
You're not allowed to see your children.
And if you do leave the church, you become a suppressive person or something like that, and you have to disconnect, which means any of your friends or family that's still in the church is not allowed to contact you at all. You're basically dead to them.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe that's a blessing in a way. I mean, I imagine that what do you think the douchebag level is in Scientologyville, USA? High level of douchiness?
I think it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
One of the representatives of the organization of Church of Scientology said, "We had an all-time high interest in Scientology during the airing of the HBO show."
Not a good interest. Of course. Like, kind of interest, like, oh my God, look at that four-car pileup. I'm going to slow down.
Over 50,000 people came to our website before we even issued a tweet. As there were so many people curious and interested, we decided to spread the word. So they started this anti-propaganda. They're saying that, you know, this is an obvious smear campaign to their wonderful, benevolent church.
Yeah, it is. So what? It's fucking scary and creepy, and you guys are jerk-offs. I mean, am I right to understand, is Scientology basically just a bunch of rich, stupid Hollywood types that someone has duped?
You know what I think they did? They got into real estate early, and they have, I think I read, over $1 billion in real estate holdings.
Oh, really?
And there's only like 50,000 members of this bullshit.
Shit.
And I think they just bleed these rich guys dry to keep all their shenanigans going, but because of their vast holdings in real estate, they're able to keep this shit going. And they've been fighting with the IRS for years to try to keep their
tax exempt.
Right. And there have been attempts to go after them and try to take it away, and they keep slithering out of it.
Are they more powerful than the Catholics?
No.
There's no Pope yet.
No.
No leader. Even though they control Hollywood.
Well, there's a leader. That David Miscavige guy is his name.
Miscavige?
He's the guy who beats people, they say. Like, he smacks his underlings around.
He sounds like science fiction Dickens.
Really? Cartoonish.
Yeah.
Like, level of evil, if this all this stuff is true. And there's so many different sources saying the same thing that I can't imagine it's not true.
You know, if you're visiting Hollywood and you want to find touristy things to do that might be interesting, drive by the Scientology Center. Look, just drive by. Don't get out of your car.
Which one?
Or you'll get harassed. You know what's the creepiest one, in my opinion? It's not the
Celebrity Center.
It's not the Escape from Witch Mountain or whatever the fuck that is across from...
Birds?
Yeah.
Not that one.
No. The one on Sunset in Vermont.
Across from the hospital.
That's creepy.
Yeah, that one's
straight up scary, man.
That one's Mussolini-like. It looks real fascist-y.
I mean, it like towers over the neighborhood. Yeah. It's a big, gigantic purple building with these weirdos on bicycles driving around, making sure no one comes near their building or some bullshit.
But apparently they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars in counter ads.
No, really?
To try to stem the damage.
What do they help poor people? Do they do anything that's worth a shit? Or are they just like a self-perpetuating organization? Their money just keeps them in existence.
I think B, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like I said, probably all those real estate holdings just, you know, they rent out and they...
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, right? If they just want to exist for the sake of existing and making money, but then why are they tax exempt?
And why are they... You probably can't imprison people. That's not really kosher.
Well.
And beating people, not cool.
No.
Tapping people's phones and shit. They tapped Nicole Kidman's phone.
Oh, my God.
At the behest of Tom Cruise. And I've seen a bunch of articles about that. Like, how is Tom Cruise going to... Like, what's going to happen with Tom Cruise's career, if anything? But when this gets out now, because so many people, this is another one of these things, like, is it like politics where you and I and people who are really into politics know what this shit is about?
Yeah.
And then to other people, all of a sudden, Ted Cruz appeared from the ether a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, I know. Newsflash, everybody. Ted Cruz is such a tremendous bigoted douchebag.
Right. But is this the case with Scientology, too, that it's just not on anybody's radar outside of, like, here, which is ground fucking zero for Scientology? Oh, yeah. I mean, we go past all these creepy buildings. But maybe other people just don't think of it. And now that this documentary is going viral and going popular, all of a sudden people are like, oh, my God, this is what this Scientology is about. Like, nobody knew what it was about. You know?
It's not palatable. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like people in Middle America and the South, they might not be able to go see a Tom Cruise movie after this and be like, oh, he's into some weird shit.
Right.
Not that their shit isn't any less or more weird than your stupid shit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They don't abide.
Is Tom Cruise Xenu? Is he? No, I'm not kidding. Is he like a head of the church?
He's a one of the up there's. He's a
Thetan 69.
I don't know what he is.
Does he make decisions on that? Does he make day-to-day operational decisions?
I don't think so.
On the bridge?
I would think not. I don't know. Who knows what's going on?
I think Travolta has the con.
Travolta has nothing.
Really?
I think they have Travolta by the cons.
No, dude.
Yeah. I don't think Travolta, it seems, has a lot of power.
I mean, Scientology is so perfect for Los Angeles, isn't it? It's just so fucked up.
You don't see Travolta out there being the face of Scientology anymore. Ever since that horrible sci-fi movie that he did, Battlefield Earth.
Yeah, yeah. I love sci-fi movies. I tried to watch that.
Heinous.
It's impossible. I just like special effects and big spaceships. I think that's cool.
It's unwatchable.
But I couldn't get through it. Like that. What was that movie? That horrible actor guy. He's in Vin Diesel. He did some sci-fi movie that I tried to watch like four times, and I could not stay awake into minute 16. It was so shitty. I wish I could remember the name of the movie, because now that story I told you means... nothing
without the backup. Well, you can speculate.
Yeah, yeah, go on IMDb. Look up shittiest science fiction movie ever. It's Vin Diesel's. Whatever. Worse than Battlefield Earth.
Take a little break here, everybody. Refill, purge, do whatever you need to do in the next couple of minutes, or we're going to do that.
Rehydrate.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes. There's a little musical interlude for your ear holes. More crabs on the other side.
Yay.
Victory. You never pray for love, you pray for abstinence. Your mind's stuck in reverse, and life keeps getting worse. You say you pray for blessings, but it works just like a curse. You pray for the godless ones, the ones who will not pray. got each day. That your son won't turn out gay, and your daughter won't bring home someone like me. You pray with every breath, you love the Lord to death. You're killing him with your kindness, don't you see? Pray he'll crush the enemies of your sexual oppression. You pray he'll send a virus.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on a Tuesday here, Crab Diving Live, a few minutes, you know, 8 or 9 minutes after 3 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 6 out on the Eastern Coast if you're listening to us live. Otherwise, thanks for listening to our rerun or to our podcast.
Danke.
We are going to talk about, let's see, what have we got? This,
SCOTUS. We were talking about, we might cover SCOTUS. I thought we were going to talk about the subjects we might cover in the second hour.
We are.
I thought we were just listing them off. So
We're going to talk about the Supreme Court. We got
SCOTUS.
Gordon clinging shit, some significant news.
Can we handle him and Rush Limbaugh in the same day?
Some really kind of bad news about Gordon Klingenschmitt.
Oh, is he sick?
But before we get to him, this one, I wasn't even aware that the universe is still inflicting this old gizzard on us.
Ouchie.
John Sununu?
Oh, my God.
Really? When was the last time you heard him trolling around?
John Sununu. Fill in the blank is alive?
Yes, surprisingly. He was in the, he was the chief of staff, right? Wasn't he under George Bush? One of the Bushes?
I don't remember.
Let me look him up on the Wikipedia machine, which is taking quite a while. He was the 75th governor of New Hampshire. Later was White House chief of staff under President George Herbert Walker Bush, Bush the Greater. He is the father of Christopher Sununu and John E. Sununu.
What do they do?
I don't know. Former United States Senator from New Hampshire. God, all these fucking dynasties, man.
Jesus Christ.
Really?
I don't even know it.
I thought we got rid of the whole king and queen bullshit.
No,
we're just been... Bush, Clinton, Clinton.
Is Michelle going to run for president? Yes or no?
Michelle didn't... Wouldn't that be great if it was Hillary Clinton and then Michelle Obama and then Chelsea Clinton?
Why not?
I mean, and then a couple of the Obama girls. Why not? One after the other.
The president. Obama girls and Michelle. Do you really think that this country will have a black woman be president?
That's going to be a while.
No, I'm not talking about progressives and libs. We don't care. That would be great. Sure.
Right.
Why not? I'm talking about my people. Alabama, Panhandle of Florida, Georgia. No way.
Don't you think that they've got a little scarring now after this one? I mean, don't you think they'll be able to handle the next non-white person in the White House a little bit easier now that Barack has tainted it?
Why can't I have just a regular fucking president?
Right. They don't look like George Washington did.
What did Archie Bunker used to say? Oh, so-and-so? Is he a black guy or is he regular? Like you and me.
Yeah. So John Sununu, this idiot, was out on, you'll be shocked, yeah. Fox News.
Okay.
And...
Was he in a skirt?
Listen
blonde wig?
I don't even know who this ninny is that he's talking to. But she's equally as acid to the ears. This is them talking about the president has announced that he's going to be going to a meeting called the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit. It's a, you know, an economic dealio.
Oh, God, that sounds like so much fucking fun.
In July this year in Kenya.
Oh, shit.
The president has never been to Kenya despite...
Wait a second.
popular belief.
Come on.
That he crawled out of his mother's vajayjay there.
Right.
He has never in his life been to Kenya. His father was from Kenya.
Yes.
Barack has never been there.
Right.
So.
Except when he was born.
Listen to Fox Nini talking to Sununu about this. And listen to what Sununu says about what's happening here.
Yeah, it absolutely does. One more note to ask you about. It was just announced moments ago that the president will travel to Kenya in July. This is going to be his fourth trip to Africa in the course of his presidency. What do you think?
Well, look, he's going to take advantage in the last 2 years and go to all the places he wants to go to.
Okay, so.
Oh, God.
What? First of all, why, how is that an issue? This is breaking news to them. Oh, before we let you go, Mr. Sununu.
Yeah.
We'd like to. This is breaking news. Did you hear the president is going back to Kenya?
Oh, my God. When she said Africa, I swear to God, she wanted to say a continent full of black people.
He's probably going there to make sure that he burns that last copy of his real birth certificate.
Well, he's going there to burn down the hut in which he was born. Get rid of the evidence.
Kill all the people that
right.
saw him born. So then he says, well, you know, he's going to go everywhere he wants to on the taxpayer dime for the next couple of years.
I heard he's going on a diplomatic mission to Disney World.
All the places he wants to go to. I think his trip back to Kenya is going to create a lot of chatter. And
okay, you notice what he said there? His trip back to Kenya.
Good heavens.
He's never been. He's never been to Kenya.
Right. Is John Sununu a birther?
His trip back to Kenya.
His trip back to Kenya is going to create a lot of chatter and commentary amongst some of the hard right who still don't see him as having been born in the U.S. I personally think he's just inciting some chatter on an issue that should have been a dead issue a long time ago. Well,
this motherfucker is just stirring up the idiots by going to Kenya. That's all he's doing, Ryan. He's inciting the hard, he wouldn't even say like the dummies, the crazies. He's inciting the hardcore conservatives on the right that still don't think, they still think he was born there.
Meanwhile, the news person Sununu's talking to was just like, hey, this just in, Barack Hussein Obama's on his way back to Kenya. Yeah. The presidents visit other countries, right? For various and sundry reasons.
Absolutely.
I mean, I personally, between you and me, I don't know why the fucking guy just doesn't Skype. How much does it cost to fire up Air Force One and send it to fucking Kenya? He really should Skype. I mean, it is disgusting. I ran for president. You know why I get elected? I am not leaving the White House because why? I have a webcam. I have Skype.
And,
fuck you.
And a chef.
Yes. I'm not going anywhere. Despite how uncomfortable the White House looks if you watch House of Cards.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's anything comfortable to sit on in the White House.
Where do you take a shit?
An issue that should have been a dead issue a long time ago.
Well, maybe the most important thing is what...
So he's saying this should have been a dead issue a long time ago. How dare this president go to Kenya and stir up those idiots again?
By the way, I'm going to stir up the idiots right now. He's stirring them up.
He should have been dead issue long ago.
He's saying he's only doing this because then people will start talking about how he's born in Kenya because that's what I'm doing.
Right.
You're a fucking dickhead.
It should have been dead a long time ago. And the president is obviously inciting these people.
What do you think somebody thinks about this? He's driving across a bridge, say somewhere in Utah, and it begins to crumble.
Oh, yeah, right.
And somebody on the radio is screaming, he's from Kenya! Pass some legislation to fucking repair the bridges, okay?
You know, what your priorities are in terms of where the hotspots are in the world and what really needs to be addressed and whether or not Kenya is on that list.
So, apparently, Obama's supposed to be flying to Kabul or Baghdad right now. Or God. what's a lovely town in Yemen?
Israel. Why didn't he go to Israel? I mean, listen to what she said. It's not a hot spot. You think the president would spend his last time in office going to hot spots?
And there's going to be an economic summit with
Kenya has one of the highest, the fastest growing economies in the world right now. And it's going to be an economic summit of leaders there.
Fuck you. It's not a hotspot.
How dare.
We need to go to hotspots.
We know that he's only going there just so.
I want to go to hotspots. Don't you want to go to hotspots?
Visit the hut he was born.
Who the fuck? Is this Megyn Kelly?
No, I don't know who
somebody.
Blonde. A good guess would be blonde.
Well, I think the hot spot today is these negotiations in Iran and the battling in Yemen and in Syria. And I hope the president is paying attention there and doing more focus on that than making travel plans.
What?
No, he's on Travelocity. He's like, you know, Michelle, I think we can get a round of golf in here. We can go visit the hut I was born.
As soon as I'm done naming the price on my ticket to Kenya on Priceline.com, I get to governing. Do you think Barack Hussein Obama, who's not even a Thetan 69 like Tom Cruise, right. Is he updated daily on Iran, Yemen, Israel?
I would probably say more frequently than daily, yeah.
His fingers in that pie, yeah. Deep in that pie.
I hope he's not just worried about travel plans. I hope he's not going through his sock drawer trying to figure out which ones, he's going to take.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is he packing socks? How's he going to have time to do laundry? Do they take quarters at the fucking White House?
How gross are these people?
They're stupid and gross.
Really, I hope he's not doing these. And then that's going to be all right, the idiots commenting on Facebook pages. Oh, yeah. All Obama's worried about is going to Kenya to go visit his grandpappy.
They got a whole... you know what I learned from House of Cards? On the airplane that he travels on, they got a whole office that the president sits in. And I think he basically works while he's on the fucking plane.
Well,
and he's
sure,
reading
it's a,
things.
It's
and he's
like the, it's the full, fully capable mini White House.
Yeah.
You can't...
You're just all dipshits. No offense. Just you're stupid as fuck.
So I don't know. I really don't know what barrel they had to scrape to come up with John fucking Sununu. What, who's listening to him? Who
the
cares?
The shit barrel.
What this guy is talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, from GHWB's fucking chief of staff? Who gives a shit? Shut up.
Yeah. God, I mean, Fox News is like, oh, God, guys, I didn't book anybody for this hour. What asshole right-wing nut job? Who wants to be interviewed? Well, Sununu's been out. He's outside every morning waiting to get interviewed. Maybe we'll throw him a nice, big, thick bone.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe he didn't okay it with the Republican handlers. Maybe he just went out there.
He's begging to be interviewed by some of these hot Fox ladies. Right. I want to be interviewed by these hot Fox bitches.
I've got a story. This is gross. This is out of the sovereign and wonderful state.
Don't mess with Texas. Texas.
Fuck you. Fuck off.
George Bush.
Eat a dick.
Currently painting away.
Somewhere
in the Lone Star State.
I'm painting my toes. Cause that's normal.
A woman named Jennifer Giordano.
E.
Went to a place called Martha's Miniatures.
Oh, yes. Wow.
They went to Denison's Art Walk, I guess it's called. I'm not sure exactly where that is.
Hmm.
And they stopped at a place called Martha's Miniatures. She was there with her daughter, Maddie, who's five-ish, I think. And she... I'm trying to look up where this Denison Art
somewhere in Texas
walk is. Somewhere in Texas. Yeah.
Somewhere in a real shithole. An art walk in Texas. Jeez, just walk the fuck out of there. Why do we want to waste any art in Texas?
Denison, Texas.
Oh, it's in Denison.
It's very stupid of me. Yeah.
Did you ever play any Achy Breaky Heart there?
Yeah,
no,
sure.
Probably did.
On a loop. I did not play Achy Breaky Heart. Denison. I don't recall Denison, Texas.
Right.
So, Giordano, Jennifer Giordano, for Easter, said that she likes to buy her daughter something fun.
Okay.
And she likes to get dressed up for Easter. When the store clerk, a woman at Martha's miniatures, saw that the girl and the mom passed up the frilly dresses and that the girl was trying on a little boy's suit. She didn't abide by that.
So what? How old is this kid?
5.
It doesn't matter. The age doesn't even matter. I don't know why I asked. Let him put on a fucking suit. Who gives a fuck? Ellen DeGeneres wears a suit. She's got her own fucking television show.
Well, yeah, and fuck you to this fucking store clerk. Who the fuck do you think you fucking are?
Did the store clerk say take the suit off or something?
So, she was, let's see, Dennis Henry's 5-year-old Maddie, was, playing in the bounce houses until mom pulled her away to pick out an Easter outfit. Mom says she's a tomboy. She's preferred to dress in boys' clothes since she was about 3 years old.
God, who gives a shit?
Don't let her in the bathroom. Well, they walked into Martha's miniatures filled with frilly dresses. But the mom said she wasn't surprised when Maddie wanted an Easter suit.
Right.
Traditionally worn by boys. When the clerk realized it was a little girl trying on the suit, the mother said, quote, the woman's face was just a face of disgust.
Oh, God.
She told me that I was promoting wrong behavior. Parents should not let their children choose the way that they dress if it's cross-gendered.
God damn it.
Some fucking... I mean, in front of my kid, I might be in jail.
Yeah.
I really... If some Christo cunt starts questioning parenting like that in a business you're trying to give them money,
yeah,
at, I might be in jail. I would be really hard for me not to get
a I might be a junior. Go take the suit, sit in daddy's car. He's kind of fucking... How dumb is this? This is the stupidest fucking story ever. And this person...
Meanwhile, this is how they react to it. The story got out, and they started being besieged online on their Facebook page and on their Yelp reviews. So they took down both. They just took it down.
The beauty of the internet, man. I'll shame you.
The TV, some TV, KTEN TV, went to the store, but it was closed during its usual posted business hours. Multiple phone calls, a trip to the owner's home were not reciprocated.
Oh, shit. Boy, I bet they're wondering, why didn't I just sell that suit without making a face or saying anything? Why didn't I just...
Now, here's the thing. In Denison, Texas, that would be legal if they refused service. They didn't refuse service. The woman was like, fuck you, I'm leaving. She left, yeah.
An asshole.
But she said, you're setting a bad example. She said, you're promoting wrong behavior. Parents shouldn't let their children choose the way they dress.
God.
If it's cross-gendered.
Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, I would get thrown out because I would really whip out some expletives that would be uncivil.
I mean, there's really no call to be civil back to this person. I mean, it's one thing to be an asshole to an adult, but that kid was there for it.
Yeah.
And you don't think.
Right.
I mean, that's not fair to that kid. The kid is just picking out a suit. Because she likes the fucking suit. She doesn't know.
Now, had they...
5 years old, right?
Refused service, that would still be legal. In knuckle-dragger fuckwad, Texas.
Listen, knuckle-dragger fuckwads, eat a dick. And Mike Pence, this is why your law sucks.
Austin, Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth all have ordinances against that kind of discrimination. So all the cities, you can't do that. No... you can't hang a no homos allowed sign in Dallas.
It's just so
dumb.
But
in Grayson County, where this back-ass words town is, nope. You could throw somebody out for being gay. You could fire someone for being gay, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So,
fascinating.
I'm sure they're going to be crying Christian persecution at Martha's Miniatures.
Tyranny!
How dare they?
pick on that poor that Christian warrior trying to save that little baby from that woman, letting her dress up like a boy.
I guess I'm just not smart enough to understand the right, because I thought the driving force was business and capitalism and the fair market. And the market is telling this store that this little girl wants to buy a suit. And how are they going to pay for it? With fucking cash.
Right.
What? I don't understand. So it's not the fair market if what? A little girl wants to buy a suit?
And I'm sorry, I don't go to some mall to get parenting advice from a clerk.
Teaching wrong behavior. Yeah, right?
Who the fuck are you? This is that Christian privilege that these assholes have, where they think they have the moral high ground and therefore can judge you and talk to you and put you down for what they think are your transgressions. Try that with me.
Yeah, and by the way, there is no moral high ground in the garment industry. Right. There just ain't. I'm sorry. It's a bunch of young Thai kids putting your fucking suits and shirts and pants together for $7 a month.
Yeah, where were those frilly dresses made that you were trying to put on that girl who just wants to wear a fucking suit?
The little kid in Bangkok that made that dress doesn't care who wears it, by the way. Girl or boy, doesn't matter.
Tomboy.
So what?
Head explodes. Hear that term. Tomboy. Ooh.
God.
Imagine if it was a boy trying on dresses. Then they would have thrown him out. They wouldn't have abided by
that. Oh, my God. That would totally freak him out.
They'll let a girl put on a boy stuff, but no way in hell will they let a boy put on girl stuff.
No. It's terrible. All this sucks because it's just like, people in Texas and Mississippi and Arkansas and Georgia, they're all in charge of little kids, little developing minds. Just think about that. It sucks.
Okay, this is breaking news. This just made my jaw drop here.
Uh-oh. You all right? Kate, pick up Pat's jaw.
This is on rawstory.com.
Effete.
This can't be true. An Iowa newspaper was reporting over in reports filed over successive days, the Iowa Gazette posted different stories about different break-ins, burglary suspects of stuff and stuff, different crimes at different times. And this blogger studied these stories and found out that the Iowa Gazette printed out for the stories of the black burglary suspects, they used their mugshots. But for the white ones, they used their high school yearbook photos.
You gotta be fucking
There's six pictures here. It's three black guys looking mugshotty. And three pristine white boys wearing their ties from their yearbook photos. On March 23rd, three university wrestlers were arrested after being caught in possession of several items, right? They showed Ross Lembeck, Seth Gross, appropriately named, and Logan Ryan, all white as fuck.
And blonde hair, too,
19 years old. Hitler.
Like Nazis.
Hitler dropped a load in his pants when he saw these boys. They were shown in their freshman yearbook pictures wearing their matching coats and ties. On the same day, there were four African-American suspects charged with the burglary.
Yeah.
And they used them for their pictures. They used their mugshots.
Why wouldn't they use their yearbook pictures?
Well, they could get them, I'm sure. They all went to high school.
They got the white guy's yearbook picture. Maybe if you're black and where is this, Iowa?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you don't get a yearbook picture.
one of the commenters on the Facebook thread that was pointed with the article pointing it out says, well, good point. Other than it's safe to say those blacks don't have school pics.
Oh, my God. No, stop it.
And
please.
Another one says, well, why are they constantly referred to in the story as wrestlers? Where in the story, of the all the black guys, they're the burglars.
They're referring to these white guys as wrestlers because
it's white guys with shenanigans, Ryan, that are in college and stuff. They're just boys being boys.
Listen, guys, but it's all about the branding.
But those dark ones.
Oh, yes.
That's some insidious shit there, man.
Scary.
It just shows you. It might be reaching.
It's not reaching.
It might be unintentional. But nonetheless, it goes to show you. The white boys get put in, like with the rapey stuff.
Yeah.
Rape somebody, you're a football player on campus. Oh, it's boys being boys.
Yeah.
She was asking for it, the whore.
Right.
Black guy rapes a white girl.
Attack.
Life in prison. Kill him.
Yeah.
String him up.
Amazing.
So that's the story that just popped up on
me. To be fair, I've got a seventh grade yearbook picture. I'd rather somebody use a mugshot.
Really?
Horrible picture. Just, I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think I've got a couple of lessons.
I mean,
stellar.
It's not like Ansel Adams was taking the yearbook pictures when I was in school.
True. They were not that discerning.
Now, shit, you get an iPhone, put a little sepia over it. It looks like you're fucking, I don't know. Ansel Adams is the only photographer.
The only, Annie Leibovitz?
Oh, you're a photographer.
It's not famous. Annie Leibovitz is a famous photographer.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Okay. I can't think of another one. Those two. That's all I got.
That's it?
Name another photographer. Who else takes pictures? Well, Tyra Banks. She's a photographer now. She takes pictures on America's Next Top Model.
She does. She's quite talented. Go to our Facebook cage.
I want a Facebook cage.
Ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Participate.
Yes.
Join in the combos there.
Share. Like.
Lots of stories. There's a story about Bieber.
Message us.
Bieber, what is it they're saying? He punched somebody in the back of the head, an Uber driver?
God, it's a weird... So we, you know, they're saying the Uber... Bieber's people are denying it. His lawyer is saying it did not happen, that he did not punch someone in the back of the head because the Uber driver apparently didn't turn the music up loud enough or something.
I see.
And so Bieber lost his mind and started kicking ass like any idiot would.
Of course.
I mean, they say it's not true, and you're like, okay, it could be bullshit. Maybe Uber driver's looking for a payday. But it is Justin Bieber, who we all know is a fucking monster.
Well, why is it, if this happened, didn't it happen a couple of years ago? Why is it just coming out now? Or have they been in legal wrangling up till now?
You know, if you're Justin Bieber, how much money does he have?
A lot.
I just find out what this guy wants and give it to him. It's an expensive Uber drive, yes, but this is what happens. Even if this Uber driver's lying, this is the price you pay for being a fucking shithead. Because this doesn't happen to everybody. If that Uber guy is driving, is lying, I'm sorry. If the Uber driver is lying, that sucks. But, you know, what's going on over there? You look beside yourself.
I just looked up Justin Bieber's net worth.
Oh.
Estimated net worth.
Beat me with something. That mic stand just knocked me out.
Listen, tonight on the Hollywood Hick, I guess he talks about the Bieber roast.
Yeah. How much? Oh, wait. I'm going to guess. Fucking $200 million.
Oh, ding. Right on the nose.
Really?
Estimated net worth of $200 million.
Oh, my God.
That's just gross, isn't it?
I went through all kinds of emotions when you told me that. At first, I was like, fuck him. Then I was like, fuck me. Fuck me. Ha.
Good for him.
No. Bad for him.
Bad for him?
Fuck him. He's a dude. He spit on people. A poor custodian whose job it is mop a floor.
Yeah, he pissed in the bucket.
He took his dick out and pissed in the guy's fucking mop bucket. How do you think that affected that poor guy's work day? Did he have to go remop his floors before he had to go home, get to spend 10 seconds with his kids before they fall asleep?
Right.
No mercy to Bieber. You're a shithead.
Speaking of shitheads.
Yes. God.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The
little horn on the end.
Rand Paul.
I just threw up all over my microphone. Kate, get me a replacement.
Yeah, this little turd.
Bleah.
I mean, he's really starting to look sad now.
Now.
The other day, if you go on our Facebook, he said...
Hashtag sad rand.
That remember what we need is tent revivals in this country?
I totally forgot about that, but yeah.
We need tent revivals to come back to this country.
Like, totally, dude. Let's all pray to Jesus under a fucking tent in the middle of the woods. Here, hand me a rattlesnake.
So, he is just blatantly rubbing his tongue around the starfish of the religious right now.
Quit creating horrendous images for me to imagine.
Because the other day,
yes,
he said to a group of pastors,
ugh. God damn it.
This argument, which just really grab a bucket. The First Amendment says keep government out of religion. It doesn't say keep religion out of government.
Bang, da, dang, 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 dang.
It says Congress shall make no law respecting establishment of a religion.
At Vile Experience is pounding the laminate on his desk.
My IKEA desk.
You can't take it.
I spent 19 whole dollars for this desk.
Are you serious?
Probably was more.
That was 19 bucks?
No, it was a lot more.
That's a great deal. That's I got this nice used desk. For fucking $50.
That's an amazing desk, though.
Yeah, thanks.
That's a big piece of furniture. This is an IKEA desk that comes apart.
I tied this on the top of a Toyota.
Really?
Drove it all the way from Toyota. Weedo. Yeah, it was
an
undertaking.
So this ninny is now running around just... This is Mr. Libertarian, right? This is Mr. Freedom. I don't care whatever you guys want to do. Freedom, libertarianism. Now all of a sudden, well, you know, I think we need some tent revivals. And I think we need, you know, it's freedom of religion, not freedom from religion.
Has this asshole ever been to a tent revival, Rand Paul? I want to know because, I mean, I'm trying to think, have I been to a church service outside? That's a tent revival. That's all it is.
I have never.
No. Please. Catholics, don't do that.
Well, Chicago.
This doesn't matter.
Not a lot of places to put tent revivals up.
Catholics do not suffer this bullshit. You guys go to church, you sit there, you don't pay attention, you stuff the envelope, you go home, you drink. This Southern Baptist tent revival bullshit is fucking stupid. You guys wouldn't know what to do with this. You sit around, you're screaming. Occasionally there's snakes. It's a lot of hullabaloo.
There's a lot of difference going on there.
Yeah.
A lot of differences.
But I'm in a tent praying. It's a tent revival.
Tonight, at 6 p.m. Eastern, I believe it is.
Yes.
Is when Rachel Maddow's on. Elizabeth Warren.
Is her guest. She's
going to be her guest tonight on Elizabeth on the Maddow Show.
God, there was a Chris Matthews episode of, what's that show? He just yells at the camera.
Hardballs.
With Kevin Spacey.
Big ball.
Don't you want to see that interview? I missed that.
Kevin Spacey versus...
Oh, Kevin Spacey, not Burr. I mean, you know, they probably just sat around and blew.
Oh, was there a real? Yeah. I didn't see that. Yeah. No.
And you alerted things on TV. I wish I would have seen segment. You told me that what's his face was on Lawrence O'Donnell. Sulu.
George Takei.
I would see that.
He was on the Lawrence O'Donnell show.
Did you listen or watch that?
I did listen. Yeah.
Was it good or was it like a snooze fest?
Very serious, George.
No.
Very outraged, George, with what was going on in Indiana.
What does Lawrence O'Donnell say about Mike Pence? Today we're going to talk about the stupid idiot Mike Pence in charge of Indiana.
He's quite condescending, whatever. also, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, the hard deadline for today with the Iranians.
Fuck you.
The State Department has now said, with several sticking points still to be worked out, negotiations on a nuclear deal with Iran will continue past Tuesday night's deadline into Wednesday.
Nuclear.
So they're doing a little bit of extra time.
But wait a second.
On the right, I'm sure they're losing their minds. That means Obama's just taking it up the pooper from a different shah.
It's great because they're like, they're ignoring the deadline, so let's start a nuclear holocaust.
Right. Midnight. I got my finger on the button for mid-fucking night.
God damn it, we can't...
You know what would be... What's worse than ignoring the deadline?
World War III?
Yes, I think.
Nuclear winter?
Nuclear winter.
Nuclear winter, yeah. So that's what's going on there. They've extended the deadline a little bit. There's still some talking points to be worked out.
Pussies.
And they say they're going to be extending it until tomorrow.
All this fucking president wants to do is talk to people instead of bombing the fuck out of them. But wait. He is bombing the fuck out of some people.
Yeah.
Ain't good enough.
Didn't Boehner said something about a anti-war president?
He's not.
Which, and what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And
that should be.
I'm kind of okay with that.
Every president should be an anti-war president.
Right.
Every politician should. We should all be anti-war. Kate, are you anti-war?
She is.
Left me hanging. No bark, no nothing.
She stayed asleep. So while Indiana, is, according to Mike Pence, being flung up on top of a pinball machine and gang raped.
My turn.
By the evil media who's horribly mischaracterizing their little law that's only meant to help the religious people.
Oh, yes.
Meanwhile, it's not. There's a shit ton of articles. There's even one on our Facebook that says it's not like these other 19 laws, that Pence was a lion when he went on with Stuffleupagus. And said that, well, it's just like the law that's been on the federal books for 20 years. It's the same. And there's 19 other states that do it too. Why are they picking on us? Why are they picking on me? Why is George Takei mad at me?
Why is the guy that drove the USS Enterprise, why are his phasers locked on me?
And it turns out that it is different. Because your state doesn't have those laws to protect LGBT humans at a statewide level. And the wording of this, of their particular version of this law, was heinous and awful and did leave it open for people to say, no queers here. But while that's been happening, Arkansas is also a signature away now.
I saw this tweet going around. Get ready to hashtag boycott Arkansas for...
Fuck yeah, Arkansas is next. So despite this pummeling that Mikey Pence and the shitbags of the GOP in Indiana are taking...
Fuck you, Mikey.
Deservedly so. Arkansas inexplicably... with glee passed their, I mean, not the completely opposite, not that TV show. I'm assuming they don't abide by that
TV show. That TV show has been banned from Arkansas.
That they passed their own version of no queers here law.
Well, they didn't want to be out bigoted by anybody. Okay, that's their thing.
They're working really hard.
Arkansas, like, that's my jam, asshole. We're the biggest bigots on the planet, not you.
So this one is equally as heinous. This one is not like the other ones in the country. That's vague, or this one is vague and can again allow a private business to deny someone on their religious, because the Lord tells me. Walmart.
Yes.
Evil.
Right.
Sauron itself.
No. They just raised wages.
They have their corporate headquarters in Arkansas. And even they have said, we don't like this law. They've said they urged him not to sign it, the governor there. Tyson Foods, the state's second biggest employer after Walmart.
Right. Oh, my God.
The senior director of public relations said, we strive to be a company of diverse people. We strive to be honorable.
We strive to be a faith-friendly company.
Oh, God.
The Arkansas of Religious Freedom Restoration Act, if enacted, will not affect how we treat our team members, customers, or shareholders.
That's not exactly saying we're against it.
Right.
Though. God.
Data services company Axiom, though, is urging Governor Hutchison to veto it, saying, simply stated, this bill inflicts pain on some of our citizens and a disgrace upon us all.
God, wait. What did they say? And they're from Arkansas?
Data services company Axiom.
Jeez.
This bill will have the practical effect of excluding parents, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, friends, neighbors from pursuing normal, everyday life that straight citizens take for granted.
Whoa. And they're a business in Arkansas?
And even what's weird is, same thing that happened in Indiana, the fucking Chamber of Commerce, evil capitalist pigs themselves, have said, you know, maybe this isn't the best. Guess why? Because it's not good for business. Because you've got George Takei opening up the rainbow lasers on
you guys. Hell yeah. I mean, no one wants what's happening to Mike Pence, right?
Right.
No one wants that. not us. Not, we don't want that shitstorm.
The Chamber of Commerce in Little Rock said, while we believe that HB 1228, that's the heinous law, seeks to protect the religious freedoms of all Arkansans, it can be interpreted to provide religious protection for Arkansans who choose to discriminate against other Arkansans.
This is
bad for business and bad for Arkansas. Unless and until this issue is clarified by amendment in HB 1228, the Little Rock Regional Chamber of Commerce is against the bill.
Oh, my God. Really. Fuck your sky god, everybody, and your sensitivities about homosexuality. Just take a big fuck you from the crabs, right?
So now this one.
Damn.
Yo, yeah, big fuck you. This one even is, I guess, worse than the one in Indiana.
How?
It says that this will make Arkansas the state that most enables discrimination. There are no statewide protections for LGBT people in employment, housing, or public accommodations. And just last month, the state approved a different bill prohibiting cities and counties from establishing LGBT protections.
What is the great thing about states' rights? Let me know. And why do we let them govern themselves? Some of them. They're idiots.
Well, and then they turn around and subjugate their cities. They have cities and towns that have said, we want to pass these laws. And now the dicks up in Little Rock have said, no, we're telling the whole state, you can't pass none of those laws.
Jesus Christ.
But then if the government says, you can't pass none of those laws, that's tyranny coming up from
Meanwhile, I mean, what's really happening is that California is running out of water.
We've got that.
They're fracking. What is being shot into our aquifers? Fracking jizz?
Yeah, benzene and heinous, horrible frack juice.
Sure, but let me be concerned that you might feel awkward making a wedding cake for a gay marriage, you know? Fuck your feelings and fuck your religious sensitivity. I don't care. I don't care about your relationship with your fucking sky god. How's that?
Did you see, I think it's also on our Facebook, this... It was, I don't even know where it was, Dakota, where, I said it was somewhere.
Dakota Fanning?
But one of the Dakotas.
Oh, the state.
They had a meeting with Nebraska.
Oh,
it was
geez.
In Nebraska. And a farmer shows up, and this guy, I mean, he's got the overalls on, he's got the farmer hat.
Right.
He's a fucking farmer. Shows up to this hearing that they're having. His name is James Osborne. He was appearing before the Nebraska Oil and Gas Conservation Committee. And they're holding public hearings on a proposal by an oil company.
Yay.
No. The answer is no.
Yeah, fuck off.
No.
No, you've had enough fun.
They want to ship out-of-state fracking wastewater into Nebraska.
Yeah, because Nebraska sucks already.
Where they're going to dump it into a disposal well in Sioux County. So they want to take other states' heinous
tainted, vile water, rip open a seam in the ground, and ram it down into the bowels of Nebraska.
Are they paying Nebraska for this? Is this one of they will pay X amount of dollars if you take our shitty frack water?
The Terex Energy Corp.
Terex. No one likes you.
Wants to truck as much as 10,000 barrels a day of chemical-laden fracking wastewater to a ranch north of Mitchell, Nebraska for disposal. Now, this guy, this farmer, is awesome. He gets up. He says, well, I have ties to the oil industry. I'm still on the wire even about all this stuff. But he said, I've worked building pipelines. I've done this. I've done that. And he said he was started explaining fluid dynamics while pouring out three cups. And he had poured out three cups. And then he opens up a bottle of water. And he pours a little bit in each one. He goes, this is really nice, pure water. Y'all want to drink it, right? He goes, now. And he opens up this jar, shakes it a little bit, and he pours out this thick, greenish brown, horrible, nasty fracking water.
Now, you get this at Jamba Juice?
And he says, so earlier in the day, you guys said that the water that results from spills, we shouldn't worry about it getting into the water table, that it's safe to drink. So you told me this morning that you would drink this water. And he pours three glasses of this shit. He even mixes it with nice water.
Drink it up.
And he says, so would you drink it? Yes or no? And it's great because it's like unprofessionally filmed. It's like a person with a cell phone, you know, and they're just, and then they go from him and they pan over to the evil old white men who are on this energy committee. And they're just sitting there.
Did they drink it?
Like Skeksis. And cricket. And then he says, well, I'm sorry, would you drink this? Yes or no? And then one of the group says, we're not answering any questions. this farmer says, oh, you can't answer any questions. Well, my answer would then be no. I don't want this in the water that will travel entirely across this state in 3 days. There is no doubt there will be contamination. There will be spills. He left the glasses on the table, thanked the committee, and walked away to applause.
Did he drop the mic?
There was no mic to drop, sadly.
He should have. Damn.
Pulled it out and dropped it.
Good for him.
Water is so gross. You got to see it. We'll put the video up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. So even this farmer, Nebraska fucking Republican, as red as can be farmer, is like, you know, maybe we don't want this shit in our water.
So is it true conservatives have to drink clean water too, or is it just us?
Apparently they
pussy can, little liberals.
Yeah, apparently hippies. They also need clean air and water.
It's amazing that that's...
And some of them are
starting. It's a partisan issue.
Some of them are starting to figure out that maybe the big evil corporate overlords don't have their best interest at heart.
It's weird.
What a shock.
It's as if they don't give a fuck about anything except money.
Right.
Yeah. Just insane.
Well, they're all just batshit crazy. Let's see what else is going on. I really got a couple minutes left here on the big show today, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into us. We are here 10 hours a week for your ear holes live.
Yes.
2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every goddamn day. We didn't get to Klinging Schmidt. This is a significant story about Gordon Klinging Schmidt.
Can we get to it tomorrow?
With full clips.
Oh, really? We have to do it tomorrow.
I think we're going to have to do it tomorrow. Gordon Klinging Schmidt news.
Yeah.
I'll drop the big bomb and we'll discuss it tomorrow. Very sad loss for the show here, for our show here.
Oh, no.
Is that after some huge controversy.
Yeah.
Gordon Klinging Schmidt.
Yes.
Is suspending his Pray in Jesus' Name YouTube show.
Oh, no.
And radio show until further.
Why? What happened?
He said something not nice.
Oh, okay.
And it got called to the carpet for it. Even had we'll talk tomorrow, but he had like a committee. You know, he's a legislator.
Oh, yeah.
In fucking Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
And he's already been yanked off a committee committee and stuff like that, and punishment. He stepped in it. He really fucking stepped in it.
I bet he wishes he was just, we could go back just being a golden boy of YouTube.
You know what? He made a comment about that horrific story where that woman, the pregnant one, was attacked and they cut her baby out of her.
No, man.
And the baby died. And she's still alive. But he made a way, he found a way to attack her.
Wow. An elected official in Colorado. Good job, guys.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Bravo. Didn't you say the person you were hanging out with was from Colorado?
Absolutely.
And the walking around with guns, you
said.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So fucked up.
So we can just about wrap this up here today, ladies and gentlemen, as soon as I find our theme music.
Oh, shit. What a fun show.
There we go. That theme music by the late, great Mr. Ted Adams tells you it's the end of Crab Diving Tuesday here. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time for you guys. In the meantime, if you missed the show, we're going to rerun at 5 p.m. Pacific. Although, if you're listening to this, you didn't miss the show. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
5 p.m. Pacific, we rerun every day, and then we're available on iTunes and Stitcher and crabdiving.com as a podcast for you guys.
We covered a whole cornucopia of assholes and shitheads.
Oh, yeah.
That you can always count on.
A plethora of dicks.
Of idiots.
For all of us to laugh at, and yeah, et cetera. Follow us on all the social media. If you go to crabdiving.com over on the left, there's a bunch of blue buttons. Tickle them, touch them, press them. Go to all of our social medias and share, spread, and love the crabs.
It's our happy place.
Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer's going to be doing some comedy soon somewhere. Actually, going to Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
In the not-too-distant future. You might be able to see him in Wasilla. You got to go find a Palin. That's your quest.
Oh, God.
You gotta go find a shirtless Palin at a bar in somewhere in Wasilla.
Probably not tough to do.
Smack, get into a fight.
No!
Yes, get millions for crab diving. Keep that shit going.
I don't
Keep
want
those
mountain,
cameras going.
Those mountain people scare me, dude. Fuck that.
Go after the youngest one.
No.
Oh, wait. No, wait. That's the cognitively disabled one. Don't go after that
one. That kid will kick my ass.
Yeah, don't get into it with Bristol. She's got a left hook.
I'm not fighting anyone up there.
At Rated R Comedy on the Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
And we'll be back tomorrow. But everything and everything is crabdiving.com, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. Back tomorrow.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.